Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. Columbia-based novelist Kea Parsonen's first book, The Ruins of Us, was a Columbia One Read selection in 2013. Parsonen's new novel, The Unraveling of Mercy Lewis, takes place in a small Texas refinery town that grows more and more fanatical in its attempts to control its teenage girls. Parsonen spoke with KBIA's Andrew Leland about the research behind her new book. Their conversation began with Parsonen comparing the Saudi Arabia of her first book with the Texas town she describes in her new novel. Here's Kea Parsonen.
Well, I definitely have noticed in finishing a second book and sending it out into the world that I see sort of my obsessions coming to light, and one of which is religious extremism. I think I find that kind of endlessly fascinating, and maybe that's a result of growing up in Saudi Arabia and then moving to Texas, where it seemed like it was just kind of another brand of extremism. But in some ways, it's interesting. I find, like, the explicit sexism of a place like Saudi Arabia almost easier to combat and easier to stomach than the implicit sexism that we as women in the United States encounter. It's just harder to talk about. It's harder to pinpoint. It's more subtle. And so in a way, what I did in this book is I kind of made it a fable, and I raised up a lot of those themes of sexism to a fairly extreme. I, like, turned up the volume on those things. And of course, those rituals like purity balls do exist in this country for sure, and they're not even that rare. But I just wanted to sort of show that those sorts of sentiments are still alive and well in this country in a way that I think it becomes easy to forget about. One of the great pleasures of writing this book was doing some research into mass psychogenic illness or mass hysteria. And one of the things that I discovered is that even though mass hysteria tends to be psychological when it occurs in groups, there's almost always some sort of organic threat behind it. Sometimes it happens if there's like an odd smell in an environment, then people sort of suddenly think they're being poisoned. So even though what happens to the girls has no organic explanation, the community is very ready to believe that they are being poisoned. And so it's sort of natural that they jump to that conclusion. They've been wronged so many times by this refinery. So it's easy to make that the beast or the monster when really, you know, the devil is inside of them. And it's something much more complicated and complex. And a lot of these outbreaks tend to happen in disempowered groups of young women. For instance, in Salem, with those Puritan girls who were kept on a very short leash, and also among, like, Southeast Asian garment workers, these outbreaks have happened. Young women who are separated from their families and, you know, paid almost nothing and worked to the bone. These outbreaks have also happened among impoverished young girls in boarding schools in Mexico who are separated from their families. And oftentimes, they're governed by very strict authoritarian forces. And so that's represented in the book by Mercy's fierce evangelical grandmother, Avelia, and then her coach, who, you know, is well-intentioned, I think, but definitely doesn't let those girls get away with much. And I think it's just something that happens in this country that we, for some reason, more closely control or desire control over particularly teenage girls and their lives in a way that I think teenage boys aren't sort of subjected to that same scrutiny and those same sort of tight parameters.
The Unraveling of Mercy Lewis is out this month from Harper. That's Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening.